The Guardian.
This Guardian podcast was made possible by Squarespace, the all-in-one website maker with Cover Pages, a new feature that expresses your ideas with a bold single-page website. Try it at squarespace.com and use the offer Guardian to get 10% off.
Hello and welcome to the Guardian Film Team's daily digest of movie news and reviews. I'm Henry Barnes, it's Wednesday 18th of November, and joining me today is Benjamin Lee. Ben, a reliable source, the Metro, says Justin Bieber is charging £1,300 for a selfie. How much would he have to pay you for one?
For a selfie of me?
Yeah.
Double that.
Double that, £2,600 for a Benny Leely shot.
Yep.
Lovely. News, Donald Sutherland has trashed the planned remake of Don't Look Now. Nicholas Roeg's film about a couple struggling to deal with the death of their daughter starred Sutherland alongside Julie Christie. It's often considered one of the best British horror films of all time. Ben, this is Sutherland on the remake. He says, don't embarrass yourself by making it. Don't embarrass yourselves by participating in it. It's bullshit. Also, it's shameful. They should be ashamed of themselves. Does he have a point, and does he have any power to get this stopped?
He has no power to get it stopped, and I think Don't Look Now remake is one of these new examples of companies buying a library of films, a bit like the Memento remake.
And this then, is Studio Canal, sorry.
And they have the rights to it. I think they're planning a few different remakes on other properties they have. Like Ambi Pictures, we spoke about today for Memento, they have this massive library now, and they can kind of do what they want. I don't think he's going to stop it. I also think that it's inevitable. I mean, every horror film from that era has already been remade. Though now is one of the last ones to actually be remade. I think The Exorcist is probably the only other sort of classic horror film from that era that hasn't been remade. I think these days, this gets announced every other day. I've sort of stopped getting angry about it myself. I mean, I wasn't in it, so it's easier for me to get less angry about it. I think it's inevitable. I also think it's difficult to really get too angry about it until you know more about it. I mean, because there have been examples of remakes actually being quite good. So you never know.
Is it unusual for a star to come out of an old film and come out and say that they don't want the remake to be made?
No, not at all. I think there's been quite a few examples. I know Angela Lansbury hated the Manchurian Candidate remake.
You don't want to see her angry.
No, exactly. And then I think Gene Wilder hated the Willy Wonka remake, which is fair enough. I think it's often like as if they think that the original version will then be tarnished by the remake and people will forget that the original. But in many instances, it actually makes people remember how good the original was. So it can actually help them too. And I imagine it increases sales of the original too. So in some roundabout way, it might actually help them.
I guess it's slightly different when you're dealing with heritage and nostalgia, right? Because if you say like Infernal Affairs being remade as The Departed, which seems to be my go-to film at the moment, it made a great film, but it also made people go back to the original film that they hadn't seen, a foreign language movie that is fairly contemporary. I guess once you put a few decades worth of nostalgia on top of that, it's difficult for people to not feel personally aggrieved by it. And particularly a film like Don't Look Now, which was very significant in Sutherland's career, right?
Yeah, and I really can't see how they could possibly improve on it, because I actually watched it again recently and it's still an incredibly haunting, upsetting horror film. So, and I can see why Donald Sutherland's upset about it. Body Snatchers has been, you know, also made a million times still since then. So, I mean, it's just part of the business these days.
Just as long as we don't get a Don't Look Now cinematic universe.
Oh, God. Oh, the origin story of the dwarf.
Okay, we're going to do a new thing. Casting news in a quick fire round, Ben. I want you to make a noise to describe how keen you are about each of these. You look really excited.
I'm really excited about this.
Let's go. Emma Stone circling an adaptation of the new novel by Silver Linings Playbook author Matthew Quick. Val Kilmer re-enlisting for Top Gun 2. Ben Wheatley is remaking Henri-Georges Clouzot's classic thriller, The Wages of Fear.
Ooh.
Norwegian director Roar Uthaug directing the Tomb Raider reboot. And finally, Lindsay Lohan has started shooting The Shadow Within.
Oh.
Let's explore that one a little bit. What is The Shadow Within, Ben?
So all she's done, I think, is post a selfie on her Instagram saying she's starting work on her new film, hashtag The Shadow Within. And it's the first film she's made since The Canyons in 2013. And there's been talk of a few projects that haven't really come about. So I've no idea what it is. It sounds like a horror film. And I assume that would probably be... Because I know there's been difficulties with her actually getting films, film projects off the ground because of insurance reasons, because she's still so unreliable, apparently, when it comes to turning up and then staying there for the whole duration. There's a really fascinating New York Times piece about the Canyons, which details the frustration of working with her, because she's someone who is passionate about her job, I think, in some ways, but has so many difficulties in turning up. And I think that's what happens when you're a child star and you have this kind of weird upbringing, that you're kind of allowed to get away with this kind of behaviour. And I find it a really frustrating piece to read. I don't know about you.
I mean, The Canyons was directed by Paul Schrader, who wrote Taxi Driver, and she co-starred with James Dean in it. But I mean, the reviews for that were pretty lousy and it bombed in the box office. But a lot of people said that she was quite good in it. I mean, do you rate her as an actor? Do you think she's got talent?
I think she does. I think I know it's the obvious one to go back to, but Mean Girls does show that she can carry a film. She's incredibly engaging presence. And even in some of her worst films, I Know Who Killed Me, which is dreadful, she still really tries. There's still something there, which is why it's so frustrating to see her mess it up. I actually was one of the few people who watched her Oprah-produced reality show called Lindsay, which was quite irresponsibly. I think it actually started shooting about a month after she got out of rehab, which, looking back, was probably a bad idea, and it's kind of replicated throughout the show. And it's a really fascinating show about... it ends up becoming about making a reality show because she doesn't turn up to shooting. She has all these problems, which means she can't be on camera even for the show. You see her let people down at photo shoots throughout the making of the show, yet, you know, she'll always have an excuse for it too. So
it goes meta.
Yeah, it becomes quite... And there's a point where Oprah steps in and has to tell her off. Yeah. And it's quite interesting because part of you, when you see her, you're kind of convinced by her, and you think she cares, and then she keeps on messing up, and it's frustrating because I think she does have talent.
We've been doing a thing recently where you have to play the agent for various stars. If you had to play the agent for Lindsay Lohan, what would you cast her in? What would you tell her to do?
Oh, I think she'd be quite good in a David O. Russell sort of style role.
I agree.
I think she had some of the Jennifer Lawrence qualities before Jennifer Lawrence did. I think, you know, she's very funny. And if you see her as well, she's done some skits with Fallon and SNL. She's got really good comic timing. I just think it depends on how you get her and what point of her career you get her in, really.
And you can read more about Lindsay and all of those other stories on theguardian.com/film. Also on the site today, a first look review of Creed, the Rocky spin-off starring Michael B. Jordan and, of course, Sylvester Stallone. That's it for now. Cheers for listening and see you tomorrow. Filming for Ricky Gervais's Office spin-off The Road Is Long has begun. To celebrate, we're off for a poodle down the Free Love Freeway, where the love is free and the freeway's long. Bye.
For more great downloads, go to theguardian.com/audio.